Good morning, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on my podcast, Let There Be Light. Today is Elul Daily Insight number 15. Continue our study of chapter 27, Perek Chav Zayin of Tehillim. Today we focus on the words, Shema Hashem Kol Yekra V'Chaneni Baneni. Listen, Hashem, my voice I will call out, and then have compassion and answer me. So what's interesting is that the order seems to be a little reversed, because normally a person calls out and then you anticipate or ask for a God to respond to that. Over here, it seems to be the opposite. He says, listen to Hashem, will listen when I call out in the future. So there's this very powerful insight from the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh interprets, there's one of the commentaries on Tehillim, he interprets it based on a verse in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, which is that Hashem says to the Jewish people through Yeshayahu, Isaiah, V'haya terem yikro v'aniyana, before you will call out, I will already respond. Od he medabrim v'aniyashma, while you're still speaking, I will listen. So the idea over here is that when you have, we'll talk about two people, when you have two people in a close, loving relationship, one person doesn't even have to ask the question, doesn't need to verbalize the question. The other person that's so close to them, be it a spouse or a parent, you know, just looks at the spouse or the child and sees the needs of that person and ready is responding with an action without even the person uttering anything. So that's what we aspire to have, that relationship with Hashem. We aspire to have the relationship with the Almighty that, as it says in Yeshayahu, "V'haya terem yikru v'aniyana," before you even cry out, I already respond. Od hey medabrim, you're just beginning to speak, v'aniyashma, I'm listening. So that is the ultimate in terms of our relationship with God. That's what King David asked for. Shema Hashem Kol Yekra. When I will call out in the future, I know that Hashem is listening already in the present. He's listening before we even open up our mouths. That is what we aspire to have, that kind of relationship with God. As we travel through the month of Elul, we want to get closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, to God's presence, and we continue to ask for Shema Hashem Kol Yekra. Even before I even open my mouth, we know that God will be listening and be present here for us. I wish you all a meaningful journey and a meaningful month of Elul.